You are the master of the editing process, right? So yeah. You can cut out what you just said, but me, if I said it, that'd be at the top of the bloody episode. Welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerd's Way. I'm your host, Adam. And with me is John. You lost your chance to say anything, but John. This is now a podcast.
I was breathing in to get oxygen so that I could speak.
It doesn't take a full 2 seconds for you to go. He's trying to suck in all the air in the room because he knows that's the only way to actually end my life.
Oh, wow. That's.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on? I was trying to think of a funny thing to say there, but I realized I've used most of my, like, oh, Adam, that's quite a dark thing to say. Like, I've just said every possible combination of that because there are so many things that you say. So now I've got to accept that that's kind of part of your personality.
I appreciate that. You accept me for who I am.
Mm.
How kind of you.
Except for, you know, the weird thing with the way that you hold spoons. But let's not go into that.
Hey, I like to use my big toe and pinky toe to pick up spoons, okay? Yes, I have incredibly dexterous feet.
Video footage to come.
No, never. It's been a very interesting, it's been an interesting time since last we spoke.
I honestly can't even remember when we recorded the last episode. It's been that long.
Yeah.
I think back then, the world was a different place, you know. There was only 7 billion Marvel movies, not 8 billion.
True, yep. And there were still mysteries in the universe, you know, like we had never actually seen a black hole, but now that has been, it depends really. They did forget to focus the camera, but yeah. Still, that being said, we do have the first ever picture of a black hole that has not been idealized by an artist.
Yeah, and it was roughly exactly what everyone thought it was supposed to be, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So we're going to talk about that with the astrophysicist that we have on eventually.
Yes. That was going to happen last Thursday, but I forgot to actually organize it. So that's why it didn't happen.
Yep. That would happen, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, like, we as a race now have proof of a black hole.
Now,
it's not just a theory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we know what it looks like, more importantly.
Mm.
Thing about black holes is, I always think that this is how the world ends, you know? Some scientist somewhere presses the wrong button, and then all of a sudden they create this black hole in the laboratory, and just...
like, singularity is created, and we all perish. But, I mean...
Do you remember
when CERN started? The Hadron Collider.
Yeah, the Large Hadron Collider. I was convinced just one day, the Earth would cease to exist.
I actually remember where I was when they turned that on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was working at Kmart at the time.
Oh, wow. What a way to go.
Yeah, right. And all the staff there were like, oh, we're all going to perish. It's all scary. And, you know, they're going to create black holes. And I was there just like... Bring it on. So let's end their existence.
No more working in this department store. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, I have that sort of level of fear of a black hole. But I must admit, in this original, not the original, but the first reboot Star Trek movie by J.J. Abrams, there's that gun that basically fires this red jelly down at the planet.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then it, like, and the planet just goes, like, gets sucked in. I don't know how to describe it other than it just collapses in on itself. That, I'm just expecting one day, oh, that'll happen. There's nothing you can do. Like, an earthquake happens, you can get under a door frame or whatever they tell you to do. Or lightning strikes happening, you just make sure you're not in the middle of an open field. But black hole happening, there's nothing you can do. Even a nuclear blast, you can sit in a refrigerator like Indiana Jones did in the crystal skull.
That is scientifically 100% correct. There is
a Faraday cage to stop you from dying in an EMP or whatever it is. But black hole, there's nothing.
Back it up then, John. Just for our listeners, explain what the Faraday cage is.
Oh, it's a cage that is metallic. and it stops the electrical charges from being able to zap through you.
So basically it protects electrical devices from electromagnetic pulse. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Sure, let's go.
I'm kind of scared that I've got this wrong. And I don't want people to be tweeting me saying John knows nothing about science.
That's all right.
It's either that or you have to get in a lead box. But I suppose you won't see the EMP coming anyway. Hmm. So
it doesn't matter.
You're anyway, the point was is that that'd be pretty scary knowing there was nothing you can do. But I guess if you just fell off a cliff, there's nothing you can do about that. So
You just will the ground to become soft and you'll be fine.
Nice.
Do not do that, people. Do not test that theory.
No. But if you happen to already be falling down and listening to this podcast...
Hey, give it a shot.
It's been a long fall. I wonder, to get however many minutes we are, like 5 minutes into the podcast, wonder how far you would travel at terminal velocity. You'd probably have to be pretty high up. You're probably one of those Red Bull guys.
Ah, yes. Being like going taken from out. Like lower orbit.
Yeah.
Give that a solid pass. I saw that and was like, nah.
Nope. Hashtag.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah. But yeah, so since our last podcast, some amazing stuff has happened.
So, Adam even got a haircut.
I did. That was yesterday, actually. Glorious.
Okay.
You are having trouble with your microphone there.
Yeah, it keeps falling off. If all you can hear is... It's not because I'm secretly trying to get a bunch of gerbils into a cardboard box.
He is that as well, but he's doing that a lot quieter.
Yeah, but the microphone's falling over. Mm-hmm. That's why you're hearing the sound.
Yeah. I'm glad we're here again, fine listeners, our loyal survivors of this weird post-apocalyptic world that we're heading towards with doom, fury, and an unrelenting rage. But now it's time to get into the meat of the matter.
Ba-da-ba-dum-ba-da. Oh, that's the Incredibles theme song. I can't think of something off the spot.
Holy God. I wish I had a camera. Because John is busting out some moves to this song.
Oh man, this is the most incredible song you've ever heard.
Wow. I mean, you could have had that playing in the background to subliminally message our audience. But
well, it's funny that you should say that because that song is used in actually one of my favorite movies that I've seen in the last 5 months.
Oh.
In the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
That's come out. Which is to say, I've only seen one movie in the last 5 months because now that I have a child, I need to arrange a babysitter in order to go to the movies. Well, technically I don't because my wife could stay at home, but then, I don't know, then it's not as fun. I mean, then I have to go out with Adam or something to
you don't
the movies.
Want that.
No one wants that.
No one does at all, ever.
I saw this movie. Mm-hmm. It's called Lego Movie 2, and I must admit I'm a bit biased. Because Lego was hands down my favorite toy growing up. And even now, like, look to the right of yourself, Adam, and describe what's on top of the bookshelf.
I see a Lego Hogwarts is the first thing that catches my eye, personally.
Well, that's my wife's that I got her for Christmas.
It looks pretty good. And then a Lego TARDIS. Well, the interior of a TARDIS by the looks of things.
Yeah, and the outside is just over there. And then you have the DeLorean as well. So, I am a bit of a Lego fan. And I was happy to see, and Adam, you'll be happy about this, that the TARDIS features for about 0.5 of a second.
Nice.
The camera's like, oh, yeah. And then I stole the part from the TARDIS. And then it, like, pans off to the next thing.
That's cool.
Oh, I was so happy. This is, like, my two favorite things in the world, Lego and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So Lego Movie 2, I saw it was actually fantastic. Like,
I've never seen any of the Lego movies. So
the last one came out like 5 years ago because it takes them so long to make.
Mm.
I mean, let me describe. So maybe if you've never seen the Lego movie, you might be a bit confused. Like, what's it like? Is it an animation? Is it stop motion? What's going on? Well, Lego Movie is actually an animation, but they draw it in the style as if it could have been a stop motion animation, if that makes sense. But the level of detail, like, honestly, I think it's the most realistic movie in the world which obviously it's not because it's plastic toys coming to life. Yeah. But like they're in the show, there's this guy that comes from like the 80s. He's a Lego set that's supposed to be like old that the person found like in a box somewhere, you know, like this 80s set that has his helmet's broken and all this, and he's become dusty. And there's this like scene where he's in a spaceship being kidnapped or something, and he like tumbles upside down and you can see his legs wriggling in the air.
Mm.
And on the inside of one of his Lego legs, you can just see the dust that has formed and caked on the inside. I'm just like, that level of attention to detail. Cool. Like, it's only there for a few seconds that they have. And all the pieces of plastics, you can see the fingerprints on them from people building the models. Like, it's honestly so incredibly realistic.
Wow. Pretty
but all detailed. This is going on, like, it is such fast paced. Like, it's definitely built for short attention span youth of today.
Mm.
Just everything exploding and all the time.
Generalization there, John.
I mean, I have a child now, so I can start saying that. Can I? No, maybe not.
Okay. Is that how it is? Right. I need a child.
So
can I borrow Bethel just for... No.
Don't borrow my child for science. We've talked about this.
Fair.
So it takes them a long time to build these movies. So it took about 5 years for this one to get made.
Imagine waiting 5 years for Game of Thrones or something.
Now, in this movie, the last one, the dad was played by Will Farrell. Will Farrell? I can never remember how to pronounce his name. But this one, you get to see the mum, who is played by the almighty judge from The Good Place.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she accidentally steps on a piece of Lego, and it's hilarious. She was like, actually on par with childbirth.
Right.
But yes, so one of the what is it? The staples of playing with Lego, I suppose, is you will step on it and it will cause a lot of pain.
Sidebar, I saw a thing on Facebook as a like a video essentially, and it was a parent training, and they had a treadmill.
Oh yeah.
And someone had a box of Lego and they just started pouring it onto the treadmill while the person was on it. Yeah, that was horrifying.
Accurate depiction of parenting.
Yep.
I didn't know what to expect with this sequel because no one had talked about it at all. I hadn't even realized it was out until it had been out for a week or two. So I thought I'd missed it, but we went and saw it, and I was honestly, I had so low expectations because I was like, oh, here we go. Like, no one's talked about it. So it's clearly just going to be this money grab. Mm. Let's make a sequel and cash in. But I actually really, really genuinely enjoyed it. And it had such an in-depth plot, and like there was multiple levels to what each character was representing and all these things. And like these little hints that you would get throughout the movie of what was going to happen next.
Mm.
Because it does... Well, actually, I guess that gives it away. I don't want to spoil it too much because it is definitely worth watching.
This is a purely non-spoiler... No, that's a lie. When it comes to movies, we're not going to be spoiling anything. So, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do spoil your afternoon by...
by you having to listen to us, yes. This is... I apologize for you having to listen to our voices.
But yes, in my opinion, it was actually amazing. Like, if you like the first one and haven't seen the second one, give it a go. Come in with the low expectations I had, and then you may find that it was great.
That's always the best thing. Always enter with low expectations so they can't get any lower. And most of the time, whatever you're seeing or doing will be exceeded.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. True story.
And a really hilarious song about people staying to watch the credits as well at the end of the movie. So definitely stay and watch the credits.
Nice. I like it.
By Lonely Island, if you remember them. So Sandberg from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to say it's worth watching because I haven't heard anyone talking about it and I want to get the ball rolling because they need to make a third one or the I'll
Lego
just be really
Movie
sad.
2. Go check it out, folks. That is a command. No, but seriously, go check it out. I will probably go... wait, it's still out at the cinema, I take it?
I think so, or maybe it's just finishing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, actually, I don't remember seeing anything like that on the app recently. Because I have been fastidiously checking my cinema app for Endgame. Ba-dum-bum-ba-bum. And transition. So, John, you haven't seen Endgame yet. Is that correct?
Yep.
I haven't seen Endgame. Mm-hmm. That's the extent of that. Just haven't seen that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
this
geez,
is high
hello.
Budget. We get all the theme songs of what we're talking about.
So I, too, have not seen Avengers Endgame yet. So don't worry, folks. There are no spoilers. Take a deep breath. Don't throw your phone into the river or off a cliff, because we're not spoiling anything. This is just going to be wild guessing. I'm going to probably go see it tomorrow. So, well, hopefully it will definitely meet my expectations, because they are going in super high. But John, you say, yep, that's the only one I haven't seen.
Yeah, I need to explain why my voice was so high, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, but I thoroughly enjoy... I like the Avengers movies. I mean, they seem like they follow the same principle over and over and over again. But, you know, this is the culmination of like over a decade of cinema.
A decade of cinema that I have stopped watching in past. In truth, I have not even seen Infinity War yet. I haven't seen anything since Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
What was the snap? Was the snap view...
Nothing. The snap was nothing.
The snap. Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I am so far behind on pop culture at this point. But now that I've got a little bit more time at home, because we've got to be home to get Beth asleep, and I've managed to procure myself a few logins...
That sounded super dodgy there, John. You're using my Netflix.
Maybe. Can't confirm or deny. But as we know, I live in the same household as Adam, so it's fine.
Yes, I just live in some weird subterranean basement, like just cackling madly.
I mean, it gets annoying, but soundproof the bedroom, it's fine.
Please do. Avengers Endgame. Yep.
I've forgotten what I was saying now. Oh, yeah, now I can catch up because I'm home in the evenings. I need to just watch a few of those movies. Probably start with Civil War, maybe watch Ragnarok, then Infinity War, then I can watch Endgame. And I'll have all that done by tomorrow so I can come watch it with you.
Wow, I say, yep, fair enough. Well, you could give it a crack. I mean, just stay awake all night.
Nice.
Yeah, do it. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
So when you hear the spoilers that I'm coming up with, know that not only have I not seen this movie, I have also not seen the five preceding movies for it. Mm. So if I accidentally say something that happened in one of the other movies, I'm going to be pretty impressed with myself.
That would be pretty impressed. I mean, you're probably going to have to use some of the information I'm going to say to come up with your own theories. Actually, no, let's start with you.
I've got a cracker.
All right, go on.
Tony Stark dies.
That's... Okay, I was more thinking, let's expand a little. Okay, let's
nope,
expand a little.
Nope, he dies. He's killed by Thanos.
Right.
No. He sacrifices himself to save the world from Thanos.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Because that's the only reason that he, like, you know, like, he was the first Marvel movie. So it kind of makes this, like, oh, he came into existence and now he's ending. And now it, like, bookends that chapter.
Mm.
That was, like, me closing a book, by the way.
I thought you were trying to kill a midgie or something. That's fine. Yeah, all right, fair enough. So Tony Stark dies. All right, so for me, my non-spoiler spoiler for Endgame will be... Oh man, I don't even know. I mean, I'm so freaked out about this. Like, I'm so worried about this. I don't know what I want to do. Okay.
Are you worried you'll be disappointed or what?
No, I'm not, because I haven't read any reviews or anything like that. But from what I've seen, like, just scrolling through Facebook, because as soon as I see anything about Avengers Endgame, like, my thumb is just, like, faster than the speed of light scrolling out of there. I'm telling you that now. But my eye has caught, like, rated perfect, woman rushed to hospital from crying so much, you know, things like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, you know, that's a point in its favor.
But still come in with low expectations, remember?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. So my fake spoiler will be... Okay. I'm hoping that Scarlet Witch and what have you comes back. I hope.
But she died in the last one, like Age of Ultron, the last one I saw it, right?
No.
No, she was definitely...
She was in Age of Ultron.
No. It was her brother.
Yes. That was Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. The non... X-Men Quicksilver.
Yes.
Why is it
non-mutant?
So confusing. Mm-hmm.
So I don't. I like Scarlet. I like. Is that Ashley Olsen? I think that's who plays Scarlet Witch. Anyway, I don't know. I do know that the Ant-Man theory shrinking down and crawling up and Thanos's posterior and then expanding himself rapidly to blow the Titan apart.
Mm.
That's not going to happen.
That's literally, I already bought my ticket just to see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Paul Rudd probably would like it, but no, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, so my spoiler is this. I think... Oh, no, he's gone. And I'm glad. Screw Scar-Lord. Star-Lord. Ugh. They almost had the gauntlet off. You know, you don't know what any of this means, John. Well,
I'm just going to start humming and plugging my ears.
Mm-hmm. Every other person will know. I liked Chris Pratt until I saw...
Wait, I've got to edit this anyway, so yeah. There's no point in plugging my ears.
I liked Chris Pratt up until Avengers Infinity War. my words. I think...
Remember, the actor doesn't choose what he does.
I think there's going to be some type of a mini redemption arc for Thanos or something. Because...
War.
Because Thanos is an excellent villain. Okay? Like, he is set up to be the villain, obviously. But it's difficult to hate him. Because he's not doing this abominable act out of hate or fury or anything. He's doing it because he wants the best for humanity, in a sense. Or not humanity, for life. This, he wants the best for life.
Adam, I'm a little scared that you're taking sides with this villain.
No, but because the thing is like, it's an interesting commentary on how things are today on our planet. Like, you know, resources... like we only have a finite amount of resources. So it's difficult for us to, you know, continually build our population while our resources only have a finite supply. So it's the same thing with Thanos. It's like the universe has a finite supply of resources. Life is getting out of control. Thanos wants to kill half the universe to, you know, allow for this to happen, essentially. It was funny. I actually saw something. So if Thanos were to snap his fingers and kill half of humanity now... as there's just over 7 billion people on planet Earth, it would take the Earth's population back to what it was in the 1970s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which I find to be quite horrifying, really, that we've had that massive population growth.
Yeah,
from doubled. That time. But yeah, I think there's going to be a mini redemption arc just for... Like, I think he'll die, but I think there might be like a, oh no, poor Thanos type of thing. Just to wrench on your heartstrings.
Yeah, I must admit, it's something that... I really love a good redemption arc. Like, don't get me wrong. Mr. Tumnus is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Right.
And also Magneto is one of my favorite villains in terms of the superhero genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
But they way overdid it. The Fox Marvel movies.
Fox?
Every single movie would be Magneto is bad. He gets redeemed at the end of the movie. Then the next movie, he goes bad again for some reason. And then he gets redeemed. Mm. I'm just like, no, at this point, switch his brain off, Professor X. Like, he's obviously not good. Like, come on now.
Mm. I love Sir Ian McKellen, who plays Magneto.
Oh, yeah, in the original X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic.
I love... Oh, what was it called? Days of Future Past?
Yeah, that was good.
That was the time traveling one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. Because that was Magneto, you know, being at last just a plain old good guy, you know?
Mm.
Oh, man, that was so cool. And Professor X. I love the friendship that Sir Ian McKellen and I was about to say Sir Patrick Rothfuss then. Sir Patrick Rothfuss was knighted back in the 1970s. No, yes, Sir Patrick Stewart. I love the little friendship they've got. I think it was it Ian McKellen? Or one of them got ordained so they could marry the other to his... I think Sir Ian McKellen got ordained online and what have you to legally be able to do it. to marry Patrick Stewart and his wife.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that. See, that's true friendship. John, why aren't you ordained so I can be married?
I will work on it. I'll see if I can find like a $20 PayPal dodgy thing.
Cool, that's fine. A celibate course.
I must admit, I do think of us when we're all doing this podcast together, we'll just be a bit like those two. Yeah, so Redemption Arc, yeah, I'm skeptical.
Yep.
But could be worth doing. I mean, after all, he does have a point. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, John, that was dark.
All right, let's see if I can think of another spoiler. I think I've got a good one.
All right, go on.
Turns out, the whole time...
if you said this is a dream, I'm launching myself across the table and strangling you.
This is all a fevered hallucination from Tony Stark as the original piece of shrapnel is going into his heart, and it all flashes back to them.
Oh my goodness, that would be... there wouldn't even be need for spoilers on Facebook. I'm pretty sure there'd just be riots caused by the... Oh, wow.
Fans would, like, recut the movie so that's not how it ends.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so... Yeah, that'd be dreadful. all right. I don't know. Honestly, I can't think of any spoilers just because I'm not letting my brain go down that manner. Like that
What
path.
About... what's his name? What's Sherlock's character's name again?
Doctor Strange. I hope he comes back.
Teleports into another universe where Thanos never existed, and then he just chills out there forever.
Except he's already been turned to dust.
Yeah, so you think. Dun, 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 dun. Another spoiler. He faked it.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Or we just go to another universe. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Just start again. So I assume that's what they're going to do, because they can't
keep
going.
Like Rick and Morty. Style.
It's there'll be new actors of all the superheroes after this, surely.
Not new actors. It's not a reboot or anything like that. Okay. It's the next phase. So I think
new heroes.
Yeah. So like Brie Larson's meant to be like the new Captain America type of thing.
Okay.
No, Captain
what about
America.
Captain Australia.
Oh yeah. Oi, Tony. Oh yeah. Carol, come here, love. Yeah. Oh yeah. Just chuck us a VB if you would love. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. So. Yeah, there was this bloke who was just being on the dodge. So, yeah, I threw me boomerang at him and just knocked and it out. You can bleep that if you could, John.
And now I've got this gauntlet right off him, mate. And then what happens if I just snap my fingers like this, eh?
No, mate. You don't want to snap your fingers, eh? No. You want
to... Oh, no. I killed everyone.
I just killed all the wombats. Ah, shiz. No, mate. No. Better snap and bring them back. No. Oh, no. With this glove, mate, I can make all the VB and Winnie I like. Yep. Oh, look at that.
Don't forget some emu export, mate.
Oh, yeah. Got to get those emu eggs. Love them, eh? Yep. Fully six.
I said emu export. Not
yeah, mate.
Emu
yeah,
eggs.
They're called emu eggs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you silly drongo. Goodness, mate. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen, right? Carol. Captain Marvel, love. Right. I'm going to go have a nap for about an hour. It took a bit out of me, and all that VB has really started. Ugh. I'm a bit drunk, love. Not going to lie. And as this is a family-rated podcast, I'm not actually going to use the Australian vernacular for that. So I'm just going to go and have a nap. If you could, you know, go off and fight Thanos or whatever, you have a good one, love. That's the new superhero, Captain Australia. He's coming to cinemas near you.
Okay, we can't really beat that spoiler.
Yeah.
Captain Australia saves the day at the
Captain Australia
minute.
comes in, you just, as Thanos is about to, I don't know, kill whoever, his lightning gauntlet, his infinity gauntlet's lighting up with all the stones, and he's about to punch, I don't know, mega Buddha in the face, the super new hero, and obliterate him into 1,000 pink elephants. There's a boomerang that shoots in and chops off his hand. And that's it. And that's what happens. And that's the...
Yeah, we can't beat that, so...
That's the... So, just a couple of quick things. So, already, at the point of this, and this will tell you how long it takes for us to release an episode, but at the moment, it has reached $305 million in just over 3 days.
Now, do you think they could just, like... give one of those. The 305, right?
Two days.
Million, one of those millions to me, right?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't be a problem. I'd love that personally. But not included in the international total is China, which estimated to, on its opening day was 61.9 million.
Whoa.
In China alone. So that's pretty damn awesome. That puts the total of that. So just having a look through all this here. Wow. I knocked off the opening record of The Force Awakens. So now in Endgame now holds that title of the most amount. It was 60 million in US alone on opening night. So that's pretty damn hardcore. Yeah, which did help. It was helped along by the fact that like cinemas were showing it every few minutes to keep up with the demand.
Whoa.
So that was pretty hardcore. So yeah, Avengers Endgame. Check it out. Let us know how it goes. And if you have anything bad to say it, keep it to yourself for now.
Okay. It's that time of the year. Every 2 years, I guess.
Well, this is going to be the last year.
The final year of Game of Thrones. How does it feel? We've come a long way. I think in one of the early episodes, you're trying to convince me to watch this, and I'm like, never over my dead body.
And I killed you, resurrected you, and then forced you to watch Game of Thrones.
Much like how Jon Snow managed to get out of his pact to be Night Watchman.
Yep. Wow. That was good. I like that, John. Well done. Absolutely. Yeah, so we're talking about Game of Thrones at the moment, people. So if you have not seen the past two episodes yet, I would highly recommend you shutting your ear holes for the next 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Wait, we're going to do spoilers?
Oh, yeah. Need to talk about
scary.
This.
Scary. Okay. Yep.
So we start, obviously the new season is out. The first two episodes have been released thus far. New one is about to come out in a couple of days. Episode 3. So this season 8 only has 6 episodes. Now, in my opinion, my humble opinion, these first two episodes have been
terrible.
Very average.
Yeah.
They have been heartwarming and lovely and all that type of nonsense, but there's been too much build up. One episode of all this type of stuff would have been great, but there's been nothing in the past two episodes. I mean, whoop-de-bloody-do, all these reunions. Let them reunite in the heat of battle where there's fury and blood flying all over the place. No, but no, we have to sit through 2 hours of people yammering on about bloody everything. But,
well, there's not much else they can do. There's 6 episodes, right? So two episodes are leading up to the fight, two episodes of the fight, and then 2 episodes of cleaning up the throne and all that.
We'll see, yeah.
The Game of Thrones. But do you know what's funny? People keep saying, and you may have noticed this, people keep saying, who's going to win the Iron Throne? Who's going to sit on it? What's going to happen? And I'm just thinking, you guys have missed the entire point of the series, because the book series is not called Game of Thrones. You may not know this. That's the title of the first book.
Yeah.
And they move on from that. It's not about who has the throne. The series of books is called A Song of Fire and Ice. It's about Lord of
Ice
Light
and Fire
versus the Night King, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people are just asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
So what I read on the internet is that perhaps, and therefore it must be true, perhaps the Night King is not going to appear in the next episode. He's going to go straight to King's Landing. Because they have this problem where the most important plot line of the series is fire versus ice, right? The Night King and the White Walkers. It's not about the throne. So really they need to clean up the throne first and then sort out the White Walkers. But maybe they're not going to do that, but I don't know. It kind of made sense thematically.
Have you read the books?
To me. Just a bit through the first one.
Okay, rightio. Okay, so as I said, I mean, I thought the episodes were average, but I didn't hate them.
No, not at all.
Because I thought the acting's brilliant. I understand that some of this had to happen. I just wish they could have done this in one episode, because we have a limited amount of episodes, and they've just spent, in my opinion, too long on heartfelt reunion stuff, because it's emotional manipulation, okay?
Yeah.
Because what they're trying to do is get you to fall in love with these characters again. And so when they are brutally murdered in front of us,
yeah,
you will have a greater emotion. It will be a greater emotional impact
have
on you.
Have you played BioWare's no. Mass Effect?
No.
Oh, because I saw this great tweet, which was Game of Thrones has really managed to get that feeling of mopping up the side character cutscenes before going to the final boss fight, and you can't go back and do all that dialogue. So yeah, they're really like finishing off all the plot lines so you know that the person is going to die.
That's cool. That's cool. Because that's essentially what's happening right now. Like, so all right, let's no overview. Let's start getting into like deeper stuff here.
Okay. Well, I was going to say to reply to you with the two episode thing and it just them quote unquote wasting the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree because the season kind of has a budget as a whole.
Mm.
And they would have used a lot of the budget on the later episodes. So these episodes are just straight people acting in sets, like no special effects and all that kind of stuff. And well, except for the aerial shots of the castles, but
and the dragons.
And the dragons. But for the most part, it's much cheaper so that they are able to even produce six. So it's not as if they're wasting this by putting stuff in.
I agree, but I just think, okay, if this was an 8-episode season, I'd be fine with that. But this is 6 episodes.
But what...
We've just gone through 2 of a whole bunch of, I love you, oh, I love you too, oh, the army of the dead are coming, oh, I love you, oh, the army of the dead are coming, oh, the army... No, it's, I've grown weary of it. Bring the army of the dead to crush the living.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is there is no option where we have more of the 6 episodes with action.
Mm-hmm.
We would have just had to have a 5-episode series.
But this is what bothers me.
Because the budget is fixed, right?
But why? I don't understand. Because there's so, like, this season would have made, is going to make so much money because it is the final season. HBO should have just gone, hey, here's a check with no numbers on it. You write the number in there and all make right, sure right, the fans right. enjoy this. Because this has been one of the most anticipated and successful TV shows in history. More people are talking about this than any other show.
All right. I've got something else then. I think the reason is HBO just did not know how to distribute a TV show. Like, we should be having it watched on Netflix or a streaming service that is actually good. The only option to watch it legally in Australia is Foxtel, which I admit I am doing, and I hate every moment of it. It crashed 3 times while I was trying to sign up and 2 times during the actual episode. Wow. Episode 2, I must admit, went off without a hitch, but I was so annoyed. And they just need to actually distribute it properly, and then people will want to watch it legally instead of pirating it.
Yep.
It is the number one pirated
show in Australia.
Much anything, I think, in
I mean,
the world.
I'm pretty sure, I think you're right with that. I think Australia actually leads the piracy type of stuff when it comes to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because our internet can't stream any high quality video.
Yeah.
So it's just not an option.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't support piracy unless it's on the high seas and you're missing a leg and you've got a wooden stump there instead. But with that being said, when it comes to Game of Thrones, I'm not, like, I don't judge people for this because it's...
Yeah, you may as well...
There's so little choice.
Sign up for Foxtel now.
And sell your soul.
Pay the money, but don't use it. Just pirate it and you'll have a way better experience and you'll still...
Consciously?
In good conscience, know that you've paid for it because technically anything that you own, you're allowed to have a digital copy of. There's some... Anyway, let's not go into that.
Yeah, true. But anyway, so Game of Thrones. Like I said, I didn't hate these 2 episodes. I truly didn't. I think they were beautifully shot. I think the acting was great. Like I said, the emotional manipulation was there of... Like, I say emotional manipulation, like, it is sinister that they're doing this, but it's more,
it's a
necessary
drama.
Evil. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is TV. You know?
Yeah. And I loved it. I thought it was great. I loved a lot of the scenes in there. Like I said, my only negativity towards it is because there's only 6 episodes, and I just wish that they'd hurry up and get to the good stuff. Because this is...
Come on, 2 days to go, Adam. And then it starts.
Yes.
Imagine that the next episode just goes straight to King's Landing.
That's exactly... When I saw this, I said this. I said, if they do this, like, oh, hey, the dead are coming. And there's that dramatic shot of Tyrion, you know, looking out over the field. And then it starts, like, with Tyrion. And then it cuts to Cersei at King's Landing. I will disembowel myself. I will sit there and just be like, yep, thanks HBO. Just going to write a quick letter in my
just
blood.
Just wait one more week after that.
No. Because I thought, oh, they could do that. Because in my head, I must admit, the TV show kind of ruined it. The Dawn storyline.
Yeah.
Because in the books, Dawn's quite powerful. You've got to remember that the Dornish men and women, they're the only... city-state of the Seven Kingdoms to be able to hold off the Targaryen forces.
Yeah, so they didn't that's why they hold join the Seven Kingdoms.
Well, they did, but through treaty and peace, not through conquest.
Oh, right. Yes.
So they're the only state essentially to retain the title of prince, which is why it's a Prince of Dawn. But yeah,
so theoretically, there's still some attack on King's Landing that the Dornish people would make?
Potentially, they could. Especially considering Cersei's in power.
But yeah, not in the show. That would happen in the books, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah. But anyway, so right, first episode.
I have one more defense of the two episodes. All right. It's not really a defense. It's more of an explanation.
Alrighty.
If this was happening in season one or two, where people are just talking and you're finding out reveals...
Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing. You'd be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember, in season one, the battle, Tyrion gets knocked out and it skips the whole thing. There's mm-hmm. no action.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, wow, the battle happened and everyone's dead except for some people. And it was the most thrilling television ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed them to get budget for season two, etc. And everyone loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're doing the same thing where it's just talking and reveals and
but
drama.
The difference is that was a 12 or 13 episode season. This True. Is a 6 episode season and it this feels, is the last season.
But I'll say something else.
Okay.
Is the people writing the show don't know how to write Game of Thrones. Only George R. Martin knows how.
That's
and
true.
I suppose the only reason he's good at it is because he takes 25 years to write each book. So eventually something great comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also he's a good writer, but yes, he does take forever is what I'm saying.
Yep.
So they've lost that. And so now when all these things are happening, I saw this great meme, which was Sansa in episode one says to Tyrion, I used to think that you were the smartest
man. The cleverest man.
The cleverest man in the world or something to that effect.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And the meme said afterwards, it was like Tyrion says, well, that's because the writers ran out of material. And I honestly believe that to be the case. Like, I know that it's a tough gig writing something that someone else is not finished yet and
yeah and not to mention they're gonna tear it like we're doing now, we're gonna tear it apart to get to the point of things. So yeah,
but it just has lost that sting of like John tells Daenerys in episode two the big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal. That's good enough. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Oh, the White Walkers are coming now, though.
Yeah, let's go deal with
like
that.
The entire season has led up to that moment since Ned Stark first says, when I see you next, then
we'll talk about your mother. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a... Yep, Sean Bean. That was a good Sean Bean. Wow, hi, Sean Bean. Didn't see you there.
Winter is coming.
So first episode. I think it was a good. I thought the first episode was good because I thought, you know what, this is what was needed. I like the build up to it. They needed to establish the characters again because it's been 2 years essentially since we've seen it. So I understand. This is fine. I like it. I liked a lot of the scenes. I don't like Daenerys at all.
You've made that abundantly clear.
Mm-hmm. But, and this shocked me coming to this realization.
Mm.
Sansa Stark is my favorite character.
What?
Yep. Due to her character progression. from I hated her more than any other character. I hated her more than Cersei, than Jaime, Theon, wow, all of them. Balon, what's his name? Ramsay. I hated Sansa the most because of Lady. So she said nothing when she should have said something, and that resulted in the death of her loyal direwolf. And it still makes me angry. I hated Sansa season one. But everything she's gone through has developed her character into a, not sassy, a, I don't know, just someone who's suspiciously wise, who's able to anticipate her enemies.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that she learned that from
Littlefinger.
Lord Baelish. It's mm-hmm. like, you need to start taking control of your life.
Because, and that's why I love, because I grew to start liking her again, and then season seven, when her, like, it was purported that her and Arya were being, like, a little cold to each other and that type of stuff, and I'm like, oh, great, she's power hungry, great, here we go, I'm gonna start hating this woman again, great, thanks, Game of Thrones, yeah, brilliant.
Then big reveal.
And then at the end, I'm just like, how do you plead, Lord Baelish, and I've just lost my, and John, prepare for a bleep, I've just lost my sh**. I've gone absolutely nutto. I lost my mind. I started just like...
And that's kind of solidified your love of...
100%.
Sansa. Okay. What did you think about the great moment where Daenerys is saying thank you to Sam and all that, and then it's like, oh, by the way, I killed your brother and father.
How hilarious is that, right? So she did that, where it's like, oh, you're not talking about Randall Tarly, are you? And Nerd is like, yes. And he's like, oh, my father, but at least I've got my brother. I can go home now. She's like, yeah, your brother stood with your father. And then he runs off crying. Notable. This another reason why I hate Daenerys. And then literally the opening scene of the next episode, she's sitting there and she's like, my brother used to tell me stories of the man who killed my father. And I was like, woman, you just killed bloody Samuel Tarly's father and brother.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you hypocritical...
She thinks revenge and, like, what was truly hers is an excuse to just do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Which is why I think... And this is, like, what they're building up to, you know? Like, the rightful king is actually going to be a good one.
Well...
Tyrion Lannister says, a king who must say, I am the king, is no king at all.
Tywin.
What did I say?
Tyrion.
Oh, yeah, Tywin. His dad. And that's so true. She's always saying, I'm the mother of dragons, the queen, the rightful heir.
Unbroken and all that type of stuff.
And Jon Snow's just like, I'm a bastard.
Yeah. I don't mind Jon Snow. Like, he's not my favorite character or anything like that, but I don't mind Jon Snow. I think he's good.
He's the closest thing we have to Ned Stark, so...
Fair.
In season seven, once they started dressing him in Stark armor, I was like... I just want to cry. It's nuts. And I swear his accent got more
thick.
Sean Beanie as well.
Sean Beanie.
Sean Beanie.
I'm going to get a beanie.
I want
to,
yeah,
Sean Bean's
beanie.
Face. Yep.
Oh, holy, that's such a good merchandising opportunity. I need to tweet him.
Yep, fair. So I came up with a theory that John and Dany are going to die, right?
Yeah.
Dany's going to betray John. Someone else is going to see it. Arya's going to kill Dany, for instance, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa becomes queen.
Yeah.
Which would mean, because they're still married, Tyrion would be king.
Oh.
So that way you have the intellect of Tyrion, the savviness of Sansa, and you have... Because Tyrion cares about the people. He doesn't... He's not selfish or anything like that. Well, he is selfish, but he's not cruel or malicious. He's clever and will take care of everybody. And then you've got Sansa, who is politically intelligent now, just through everything she's gone through, would be able to manage the intrigues of the court. That would be cool. I'd be happy to see that, for instance.
Yeah.
One of the theories I've seen was that the Night King is not going to show up at Winterfell.
Yeah,
he goes straight to King's Landing.
Yeah, well, that's what I just said before, Adam.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Don't steal my ideas and then claim...
No, I'm saying...
Well, actually, I saw it on the internet.
Yeah, so did I. That's what I'm saying, is that... And the whole... Everyone's like on crazy, like, oh my goodness, the dead are in the crypts. I'm just like, yeah, they're also sealed in stone and are probably bones. So yeah. I'm pretty sure... And they're only Starks. It is the Stark crypt. So...
I mean, I'm still kind of hoping that they will resurrect Ned Stark and he'll come out and then he'll like overcome the White Walkerness and be like, winter is here. Then this, it ends.
I'd hate the producers and writers of Game of Thrones forever if they did this. But yeah, so the next episode is going to be great. So have you seen the trailer for it?
No, I don't watch the trailers because I don't want it to get spoiled.
Well, there's no spoiling so much because okay. You can't see anything.
Okay, so it's just kind of like
super dark.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about theme-wise, although I'm sure it is going to be.
Like the lighting.
The lighting looks... Mm. And it is a brilliant tactic, because this is actually why I like it.
Leave it to the imagination.
Yeah, but not just that. So if they've done this to save money, I'm going to be super pissed. Like, the fact that they have... they've skipped two episodes of Glory in a six-episode season, and then they've gone, oh, let's make it dark, and then not have anything. We'll just leave everything off-screen.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the clever... Yeah, there comes a point of cleverness and laziness, and at the moment you're being lazy.
just the CEOs...
Yeah.
Sitting there counting their money.
Yeah, that's smoking a cigar with piles of cash around them. Ugh. Anyway, but I think it looks like a good idea because the darkness, it feels oppressive even as you're watching it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. But who are your predictions? Okay, top three predictions for who's going to die next episode.
Brienne's definitely dead. Okay. She got knighted, so that was the end of her character arc.
Yep.
I guess same could be said of Jaime, but then there is that whole Azor Ahai thing. Do you know how to say that?
Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah, where he could be that, so then he would need to stay and kill the Night King and stuff like that.
I've never heard that he was Azor Ahai or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just out there. I guess that's the only reason why he would survive, because he's kind of like... finally made that I live for my own family, but now he's like, no, I live for the good of the world. And I understand that
I live for the living.
Bran should definitely die, but he obviously won't because he's the world's memory or whatever. Sam's gonna survive. I think he's gonna survive the series.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Tyrion's definitely gonna survive.
Oh, you fool, man.
Daenerys is gonna die. But not in this episode.
Yeah, that's fair.
Way later in the season.
Way later.
Well, there's two more episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Way later in the season, like episode 24. Yeah.
I mean, Jorah could sacrifice himself to save
Jorah's
Dany.
Dead. Yeah. No, Jorah's definitely dead. That's my thought. Next episode is Jorah's going to die because he got the resolution with Lyanna Mormont, his cousin, and where she's like, I wish you good luck or whatever. That's basically her just saying, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And him getting Heartsbane, that's definitely dead. So I said top three. You've just gone through 12. Top three deaths.
Oh, whoops.
So Brienne?
Yeah, okay. Brienne, Jorah, and... tell you who's not gonna die.
No. I said who are the top deaths. Yeah. Not who are the top people who are going to live. Top deaths. Who's the next person?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. Jamie's not dead. Poor Weirdy Beardy.
Weirdy Beardy.
What's his name? Giant's Milk.
How dare you, Tormund?
Tormund's
so gone.
He's
like my second favorite character. I love Tormund.
He doesn't need to exist without Brienne. They're both gone.
Maybe they'll die together.
Yeah, he'll die trying to save her.
Damn. Okay,
you go.
For me, I agree. Brienne.
Yeah.
I did say Jorah, but I'll leave that for the moment because you've said that. So, Brienne. Theon.
I forgot he was even alive. He needed to die.
That's why he can die. Yeah. Brienne, Theon, No, he's not. I was going to say maybe the Hound, but the Hound is going to survive for Cleganebowl.
Yeah, he needs to fight...
The mountain.
I reckon it's easier to play top three people who survive in Game of Thrones. It's like most people are going to die next.
And sadly, because I think his voice is the greatest voice in the game. But if life is a game, he has the best voice. And that is Beric Dondarrion. The guy with one eye, the flaming sword.
Whoa, no, he can't die.
Why?
He quite physically, literally can't die.
No, he can. Now. What he just kept getting resurrected.
What was the point of keeping him alive this whole time? The Lord of Light is just having a laugh, basically.
Maybe he just kills a crap ton of White Walkers.
Okay.
Maybe. Who knows? But yes, so maybe they should give him a Valyrian steel sword. That would be the way to go.
Do you reckon Jon Snow dies again and then gets resurrected by Eyepatch Man giving his life to save him?
That's how it happens
in the books,
the books with Catelyn Stark. Possibly. Didn't think of that. Huh.
Dun, dun, dun. And then in the books, it would be that his mum saves him.
Yeah. So Melisandre... I think Varys is going to die.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to die soon, which is annoying because I like Varys. He's pretty cool. Oh, I didn't think of Sir Davos Seaworth.
Yeah.
Because think about it, because they're all like, oh, he's survived all these battles with no combat experience. So that means he's probably going to die like the first person to die.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
And he had that moment where he saw the girl with the scar on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shireen, yeah.
He's gone.
Oh, my.
All right. I guess that ends that segment.
Game of Thrones. Let us know what you think of the season.
And try to count the number of people that die in the next episode. You'll lose count.
Yeah. And if you need emotional support after this, please contact Helpline. Maybe they should set up like a helpline, a counseling service, and post it at the end of the episode so that way people can call it. Oh, that would be so sad. So, John, I've talked a lot in this series, of this podcast,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, you generally do.
I do, yes. But, John, I want you to talk.
Uh-oh. Now, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
I saw this poem on Facebook and had to save it because I thought, this is perfect. This is something that perhaps John will love. So... we'll put this up. I will immediately post this on Twitter and our Facebook. Okay. And John, I want you to read this to our fine listeners.
Okay.
So this is just...
Is this going to be a trick where I read the words and it turns out I'm saying bad words?
No, no, not at all. This is not Big Fat Duck. Also, there was another word game we can play later on. It's called The Rattling Bog, but we'll try that later.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hand my phone over. Don't look at it. Wait, eyes over here, son. All right. Don't swipe because your eyes will boil if you discover things on that phone.
now I want to swipe.
So this is all about... No, John, please read.
Oh, I'm scared.
There's nothing dirty or anything like that in there.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I have to use my best reading voice.
Sure.
I'm really suspicious right now. Like, my suspicion level is at 100.
You say, when you're putting on a voice, you have to concentrate on the voice, right?
Oh, okay.
Your brain is going to be scrambled.
Yeah, fair enough. Dearest creature in creation, study English pronunciation. I will teach you in my verse. Sounds like corpse, horse, and worse. I will keep you, Susie, busy. Make your head with heat grow dizzy. Tear in eye, your dress will tear. So shall I, hear my prayer.
Faster.
Just compare heart, beard, and herd. Dyes and diet, lord and word. Sword and sward, retain and Britain. Mind the letter, how it's written. Now, I surely will not plague you with such words such as plaque and ague. But be careful how you speak. Say break and stake, but bleak and streak. Cloven, oven, how and low. Script, receipt, show, poem and toe. Okay, So I feel like if you were listening to that, you'd be like, what? That's an easy poem. Anyone could read that. But if you're reading it, it's like, how do you even describe it? They're basically trying to trick you into pronouncing everything wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I just thought, I'm just like, well, see, the thing is, you're quite good with words. You didn't fall for the end of Big Fat Dark. Not once. Yeah. Not once have you said that incorrectly. So I'd say you're very careful in your enunciations.
Okay.
So well done. I must say I'm quite proud of you. So yeah, I'll post that now on Twitter and Facebook and all that fun stuff. And yeah.
Give it a read and then you'll know why it was a struggle.
fun time. So yeah, that's just a little language poem. And I have no idea where it's what the source is, but I just saw it on Facebook, so I've just gone, that'll do. Fun times.
That brings us to the end of the episode, I think.
No, John. No. Because you have made...
Oh, yeah.
You've made a short film, which is pretty good.
Yes, I have. Which, as you remember from episode 30, I think, when we made New Year's resolutions...
You have completed your New Year's resolution.
Mine was to create a short film. Now, I can't remember how I worded it, if it had to be this specific short film idea I had, or if it could be any. Because if it's any, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I can now call it in for the rest of the year and not do anything.
Yeah.
But if it was, I had to make this specific script idea I had, then, oh well, I'm in trouble. I've only got a few more months left of the year. It's burning away. There's like... Well, there's probably 8 months left in the year, isn't
there?
I'd
say we've got a little while. But no, so you've created the short film.
Yes.
How long is it?
55.
That's not a short film. That's almost like a feature-length film.
Yep. 55.
That's impressive. Did you get like some like actor... Wait, sorry. What was that?
55 seconds.
55 seconds.
Maybe.
55 seconds. 55 seconds.
Look, I just pack a lot of good content.
I've urinated longer than that. Oh, my.
Fair call.
So, 55 seconds. That's pretty cool. I like it.
I must admit, when I first met my wife, there was a part of me that was thinking, it's a good idea to marry an actress because then you've always got someone available if you want to make a film. I mean, I'm not going to say that's why I married her, but it's a side bonus. So yes, it's got my wife acting in it and we just happened to have some convenient footage of us in Iceland.
Mm.
Basically, I made the film for a competition, which was a 55 seconds to make a movie about how transport will work in the future. And of course, I thought...
Oh, they didn't... So, that had a theme. That's cool.
Science fiction brain of mine was like, you know what? Teleporters. That's how we're going to do it.
What?
Like, skip self-driving cars. Anything realistic, straight to teleporters. So, hopefully, the judges aren't like, this guy's crazy. Teleporters will never work. It'll delete your soul and all that stuff. Hopefully, they'll be like, yeah, cool, man. And then I'll win, hopefully.
What do you win?
I don't know, just 6,000 euros or something like that, which is a lot of money.
Wow, geez, that's all right.
So the likelihood of me winning is probably quite low, but I thought it was fun and I'll definitely share it on Twitter and Facebook when it gets approved and uploaded and all that. I mean, I've uploaded it, but I don't think it's posted anywhere yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, it was a good fun. I actually had to move out all the furniture and like frames and pictures and stuff because I wanted the focus to be on the character and seeing all these pictures of her with a husband or something just would be confusing. So basically removed any human element from our house to make the film.
That's pretty cool.
And also our kitchen table was moved into the kitchen.
And closet.
We had to climb around and empty my closet and all these things.
That's cool. I like it. That's pretty sweet. By the way, I was watching this whilst John was rambling on there. I watched it 6 times.
I've spent more time talking about the movie. Actually, probably 5 times more than it would take you to just watch it. So
it's fun times. So yes, give it a crack when John publishes it. And if you can you vote for this, or does like is there a panel?
I'm not sure how it works. I think it might go off of views. So just send watch it to all your friends.
Always just have it on loop, 24
yeah,
hours a day.
Pressing F5.
That would be great. And if you do that, we'll love you long time.
Now that really brings us to the end of the episode.
That it does. It has been a longer one, just mainly because we rambled about Game of Thrones series for quite some time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was quite some time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, quite. So thank you for listening, you glorious, glorious men and women of planet Adam. I guess Earth, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. Stop yawning.
Adam? What was that?
Nothing. That's just a future plan I have in play. Okay. So we hope that your week is filled with frivolity and light and love. Enjoy it while you can.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway, survivors, thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, theories, whatever, you can search for us on Facebook at... Yeah, go on, John.
Facebook.com/TheNerdsWay mm-hmm. or Twitter at twitter.com/TheNerdsWay_pod mm-hmm. or you can email us at TheNerdsWay@gmail.com or you can just search for Surviving the Apocalypse The Nerds Way, where if you search for that, you can also find our t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are someone who's bought a t-shirt and you take a photo of yourself wearing the t-shirt and tweeting it to us, Adam will give you a personalized interview.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Well, he hasn't agreed to it.
Wow, sure, whatever. I will record you a dark, sinister message and blow kisses at you.
I don't think anyone wants this prize.
They don't, which is why I'm putting that up there.
But yes, search for us on all your favorite podcasting things, but I'm assuming you're subscribed if you're listening to this, mm-hmm. so just continue to enjoy
unless
the
somehow,
show.
Unless somehow, for some reason, we're playing it like the airport or something. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak in, break into the airport. Nothing sinister, Australian Federal Police. Don't worry. Just going to go to the audio section and plug in Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way. Don't stress, okay?
We probably talk about explosions and stuff too much, so they might.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to get raided. Anyway, thanks, folks, and we will see you next time. Bum bum chicka bum bum chicka bum. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.